Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
That's all she wrote. Good morning, good morning. Good morning.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Blasting up the Quinner here. About ready to turn on 16. I think I'll take the 16-mile route in. How's your morning going?
So far, so good. Light traffic on the expressway. We'll see as I get off and into all the construction on the surface road.
I've been avoiding that intersection like the plague. Are you still cutting through the sub?
Yeah, it's basically my only option unless I want to get off at Mound. I guess today I could have got off at Quinter because there was lighter traffic, but typically it's bumper to bumper by the time you get to 11 miles.
Well, I thought that's the way you were going. I thought you were taking the 11-mile road exit, but you were cutting into the subdivision to avoid that mess they got going at 11 into Quinter.
Yep, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm just saying on the expressway, if I went up to that DeQuinder exit, it'd be a mess. So I'm getting off at 11, cutting through the sub, and it's been the most effective way, other than just taking Mound to 12. And that sounds like it would be chaotic in another way.
Yeah, or 13. If I was going to do Mound, I might do 13. Because that once you're on 13, it moves pretty fast. There's not a lot going on there. It's all residential. But the only thing is when you get up to 12-mile road, I'm assuming you snake it all the way through the 12-mile. You'd have to. Making that left out of there could be a little persnickety sometimes.
Absolutely. I certainly wouldn't want to do it after 8 a.m., but typically I'm always before 7, and I'm in good shape. I don't, every once in a while I'll have to wait a little bit, but most of the time I can pull right up and make my way across. But I think there might be a few people on to my cut through here because there's a little more action today than normal, so we'll see. It's the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, there's been nobody on this road. And today there seems to be a little bit of traffic.
Well, when you get up there to James and 12 Mile, where you make your left on the 12, if you went straight instead, my house is, that's how you get to my house. You go straight and then you have to make a left, you have to make a right, you come to a stop sign, make a left, and boom. There I am, but that's where you enter the sub from my house.
Okay, that makes sense why you're so familiar with my cut through here.
Yep, if I ever, because I sometimes make that drive on 696 just by rote. I don't even think. I'm just, you know, I've done it a million times. The 11-mile road exit, and you know, and then I do it, and then all of a sudden I if I catch it, because, you know, it makes a little bit of that curve there, so you may not see the bumper, but if I see it, I'm like, oh, crap, and I turn up on the James and run that to 12, and I got to shoot across a little bit harder than turning left so they don't get to grab the left turn lane. Sometimes I'll go one street east so that I can grab the left turn lane for at least a block or two, and that helps. But I'm usually leaving, coming and going when it's, you know, really busy. Like, I'll be coming back here about 4, and it's really difficult to get across or out.
Yeah, so this Sheets is, like, literally in your neighborhood. It'll be interesting to see how it affects traffic patterns for you. Hopefully it doesn't, but it seems like when these things open up, there's chaos. But maybe now that there's a bunch of them open, it'll be less chaotic. But I know they typically drop their gas prices, and it creates lines. KHRU8.
Yeah, we shall see. By the way, I'm on 16 Mile Road heading east off a mound, and the people on 16 heading west, oh my God, they are bumper to bumper backed up all the way to the railroad tracks. Oh, beyond. Good grief. Now they're moving a little bit, but it's congested all the way back almost to Van Dyke. But don't know what that's all about, but they got something going on there.
Well, hopefully in the next week and a half, traffic will start to lighten up. Kids will be out of school and people will start going on vacations, and we can get a little relief to some of this traffic.
Yep. I've been lucky. My entire career, I'm always traveling kind of against the major flow of traffic. Everybody seems to be heading the opposite direction of myself. So I've been lucky in that regard, mostly.
Yeah, on 94, I'm always the opposite of traffic. 696, I'm kind of going with traffic, going westbound. But it's not that bad. When there's no construction, it's an easy drive. It's all the construction that's causing chaos in my life.
Oh, yeah. So let's say there was no construction. Everything was clean and green. Would you take 696 all the way to 75, or would you, you know, take it further, like Campbell or something, Main Street? What way would you go if there was no construction to contend with?
I'd go to 75 to 14 mile, and then I'm at 15 and Stevenson, so, or Maple and Stevenson. So it's a pretty easy one to get to when there's no construction. It should be, in the morning, it should take me like 23 minutes. Right now it's taking me about 10 to 15 minutes longer than that.
Have you ever tried ripping like Mound all the way up to 15 and just running 15 across?
No, but I should give that a try. I've often done, like you said, like Mound to 13 and 13 up to Stevenson, and that's typically pretty effective. It's a couple minutes longer, but you don't hit a lot of the construction traffic. I just haven't been on Mound or 13 in a while to figure out if there's construction over there too.
Yeah, nor have I, so I really couldn't tell you what's going on there. But, you know, 13's a pretty good road to rip across because there's not a lot of business on 13. It's mostly residential. Same goes for 15. You know, you got your businesses on the corners, you know, the major corner intersections, but otherwise it's just residential. So you can rip across 13 and even 15 pretty quick. Stay up 14. 14 can be, you know, a bear. It's a lot of crap on 14 mile, especially when you get over here by the mall and all that. But Yeah, I'd probably try both. I'd probably try 13, bound to 13 or bound to 15 might be a way to try. You have to think about that. Seeing as we got all this construction for a while longer, I don't know. I haven't been paying much attention. I remember when they told us they were going to do it. It was like, oh, it's going to last like 4 years or something. And I think the first half, the first 2 years went real quick. All of a sudden it was done. Then I was shocked that instead of opening up the other direction, they just moved the, they moved westbound to the eastbound side. Like, so they, the whole time, the whole 4 years, they kept westbound open.
Yeah, it, I got to imagine we're in year three or maybe in the beginning of year four. I can't remember. But it is, it, the first two definitely moved quickly. And hopefully these other two will continue to move quickly because we need that chaos gone, that's for sure.
Yeah, it makes it tough for me where I'm at because I'm right there at 696, so it's a major artery for me. And whenever something's going on to the west, it's like, it's, you know, it's not great, but, you know, you can go west. It depends on the time of day and everything else, but then coming back home, it's like jacked. So if it's anywhere north at all, I'll look for alternatives or south. But if it's in that, you know, that general strip, plus or minus, you know, 3 to 5, 696, where it doesn't make sense to go north to Hall or, you know, 59 or take 94 instead, it's just up there. Coming back, they always try to run you to the Lodge, and they run that down to Davidson, Davidson over to 75 and up. That's not bad, but take a lot of extra crap. I usually grab 8 instead. I take Lodge to 8 across, and then come north on 8. But I get it. Lodge is all freeway.
Yeah, I've completely abandoned anything west of 75 in that 696 corridor at this point. It's just a bear to get back. We were, before they did that, all this construction, we were going out to the Detroit Archers Club in West Bloomfield, like, every weekend and shooting, and since I haven't been there once. It's too much work to get out there, and it doesn't make sense at this point. You drive 40 minutes there and an hour back. I just can't suck up a Saturday morning that way. You know, it's too frustrating. So I'm looking forward to it being opened back up and it being easy to get to the west side.
Switched over to the Clem. Yeah, I give breakfast with a group of guys that are west of me. You know, they're all Telegraph or beyond, basically. And three of them are up in the Pontiac area, so, you know, they're up Sylvan Lake, Waterford, you know, out that way. So, but one is down there, right about Orchard Lake and 696 area. And once in a while we were like meeting out that way. We do a lot of breakfast out this way, you know, east side. So that was the west side breakfast. And you know, if he had it near him, you know, that in that Orchard Lake 696 area, you know, for the guys up north, they just come down, you know, Orchard Lake or Telegraph or whatever. It's pretty easy. And normally it'd be easy for me, but it's just a nightmare now. So now whenever we go out there, I said, look, it's got to be north. They get up there at Pontiac Waterford. I can get up Pontiac Waterford in 20 minutes and, you know, get home. It's easy peasy. But, boy, if I got to go west, it's not bad getting west, but, oh, my God, it's just a nightmare coming back.
Yeah, it's the simple stuff like that. You want to go have breakfast with friends and, You don't want to invest an hour in getting home. You have to go down through Detroit. It's just not, it just doesn't make any sense.
You know, the one that really surprised me, I go to Lansing pretty frequently, and, you know, the GPS will have me, you know, say, nope, take 69 to Flint, and then come down 75. And I just find it baffling that 69 to 75 home is better than 696, but it is. And the last several times I've been up to Lansing, that's how I come home for sure.
Yeah, and isn't there construction on 96 also? It's just a double whammy.
That I am not sure. I mean, there's always something, right? But last time I was out that way, I don't remember anything really terribly significant after you get past the Mixon Bowl there at 275. Just getting through that Novi-Wixom area, just royal pain. And I'll tell you, that 275, M5, 96, 696, Don used to call it the Mixing Bowl. That's just a bear always. It just is. So that's one I'd rather avoid. But if there's nothing going on, hold on, I gotta order my coffee.
Hey, I gotta get into the office. I'll catch up with you soon. KE8RUH.
All right, we'll catch you later. Enjoy your day. All righty then. Coffee in hand. He makes the final mile.
Sean, I'm not sure if you heard me, but I had to check out. So I'll catch up with you maybe later this afternoon. KE8RUH.
Oh, yeah. No, I heard that. And I said, have a good day. We'll catch you later. So I'll say it again. You have a wonderful day, and we will catch you later today. W8FU.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Hey, Baylor.
Connect to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
On the property, I'm just too late to get to the one right off the highway, so you need to drive around to the back of the building.
Almost an easy day for you. I'm heading out to Grand Rapids, and after Grand Rapids, I'm going to come back this way to Schwartz Creek. When I get done at Schwartz Creek, then I'm going to go up to City of Saginaw and take care of them. So it's like boom, boom, boom.
Taking 69 over and hit one on the way back and heading a little bit north.
Yeah, that's our game plan. While here, take care of this issue and then Schwartz Creek, hopefully it's just a reset of a module. And then Saginaw, they got a gate issue and trying to figure something out with the wiring to the gate opener, so and an isolation relay that we have in it might be acting up, but who knows? See when I get there. You know, one job at a time.
Yep, I'm in the garage here, so I will say 73 ABLA.
Alright, have a good morning. 73 KKKKO. W8PD, KKK Joe. Wally, you out there?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, now I can hear you better. Yeah, P25, I was getting kind of sketchy.
Yeah, I'm going to run out of rope here because I just cleared Coolidge on 696 and I'm down in the hole. I'm going to run out of... I'm going to run out of space here, too.
Well, at least you got through that menagerie.
Still more menagerie. They've closed down another lane because it looks like now over here they're...
I feel ya. I mean, they shut down the 75 ramps. You can't go north or south, so... The only way to do it is get off on 11, go up, and then take 75 south, or north. You know, so yeah, it's a pain in the posterior. I 100% agree with you on that one.
Keep talking. Tommy Brumman, good luck. I'm up to 60 miles an hour now.
And where are you heading off to today?
The Links of Novi. Year we golf of all the Ford expects, and today is the once a year.
Oh, so today is a golfing work day.
Yeah, I have to work on saying appropriate things. That's really tough for me.
The way you're sounding on P25, I can understand.
Yeah, WAPD. Yeah, things that are appropriate for Wally to say for $100, Alex.
Yeah, I'll try to remind myself to see if I can scare up a dozen Titleists for you.
Yeah, I know that there's some of the better golfers. Pro V1 and Callaway, Super Soft, and all the other stuff. For me, it doesn't a really, really cheap golf ball. It's not that good. It really doesn't matter. I mean, I can't blame the golf ball. You know, for my son, it matters. It makes a difference. He's not even looking at the ball. I can tell you the difference between the two of them. But when you're just below average, like myself, by below average, I mean recreational golfer. It don't matter. It really doesn't.
How are you at both?
I'm at what?
Bowling.
Depends on the day, how my back is doing, things like that. Last time I went, I did pretty good. I went to... Clemens, the rec ball. Have you ever been there? Old classic bowling alley?
is it at?
Downtown Mount Clemens. By the fire station, Mount Clemens.
Are you talking about the feather bowling place, or is it a regular bowling alley?
A regular bowling alley. I don't remember the name of the street, but right on the same one that the fire station is on. So, we're going to gas, maybe? I'm not sure. Sean, do you remember the name of that road that the fire station is on in Mount Clemens?
I can find out.
It's called the wreck bowl.
Yeah, find out, and maybe we'll pick a Saturday evening and hook up and go bowling. Melissa will like that. TCATJ, though.
Dickinson.
Okay, yeah, Dickinson. I know where it's at. All right. Yeah, we'll pick a, let's pick a Saturday, and us four will go bowling. Maybe see if we can grab some other people and make a small group and do a Saturday on it.
Can you bowl, Sean, or have you ever bowled or any of that? What do you think of that little sport?
Trying to find a decent site right now. Flint, I'm a little bit away from Flint, but that's where I've been coming in at. What do you want to do, a Saturday bowling day?
Evening, not during the day.
That's what I mean, Saturday evening, do a bowling, bowling night.
Sure, let me search with the number. Sounds like fun. The other one that's fun is, on the Striker up there in about of Almeida area.
Yeah, we could do Strikers Saturday night. Get a couple lanes. Why not?
Alright, let me talk to the War Department, see what she wants to say and do. We got so many things to do, and then we're going to be gone for like a week. We're going to Traverse City to bike ride and a wedding. I think we're leaving like on a, and that's sometime this month. So, that was expensive. Oh my gosh, how expensive hotels we've gotten up there in Traverse City. It's a deal. Vacation. That has now been fixed. But nonetheless, we got beautiful bike trails. We're going to go for the bike race.
River City Wine Country. That'd be an interesting weekend.
Yeah, WC.
I was only in Traverse City for work, but I saw the hotels out there. Petoskey would be a good day too, right there on the bay.
Yeah, but the wedding is in Traverse City, so the wedding's on a Saturday, reception Saturday night. So, and then, like I said, we'll get there Wednesday. I gotta get the bikes upstairs yet too. That's gonna be a project. I need your help with that.
Yeah, just let me know when you wanna do it. What, we gotta get the bikes in the truck or?
No, I'm doing pretty good, man. Born repeater and I'm almost to 275. Within 2 miles of 275. No, I got a bike rack.
let me know. I'll stop by after work one of these this week, and we can set it off. When are you going? You're going this Wednesday?
I have to look, but I think it's not till like the 18th or 17th, somewhere in the middle of the month.
Yeah, let me know. I'll stop by after work, and we'll take care of it.
Look at the Warren repeater go. 1.5 miles, 275 on 696, and it's flawless.
Oh, yeah, she's got quite a stretch.
For as fussy as I am about static and noise and having to study and listen to your voice and everything else like that, I can't sleep. So, starts to get noisy, I'll say goodbye. So, everybody knows if I have to study to listen to a conversation, I'm not going to do it. I don't think I'll ever be a very good HF guy.
Man, I think you're almost coming to your rope right there.
5.6 miles to Wisdom Road.
Yep, now you're at the end of your rope. You're getting pretty popcorny now. Or frankly, crunchy, crunchy. KC, KGO.
You want to try it,
Well, we could try P-25 again right here in downtown Flint, or right by it, so give it a shot. KCK Joe.
Connected to CMN Network.
KE8WOJ.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Anyone out there? This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Anyone out there? I'm hitting up the repeater at 50 milliwatts and trying to see if it works.
Good copy up in Richmond, Darren. N-A-W-R-O.
Well, you probably know right about where I am, then. I think I see the tower that might be the KFBI repeater. I don't know for certain. Looks like something up there is a little bit at a crooked angle.
Likely yes, And, yes, I do know where you're at, so good luck with that. Keep us posted.
Thank you, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec.
N-A-W-R-O.
W-H-D-P-A, mobile, monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network.
Whiskey 8, Bravo, Papa, Alpha, mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yes, I am.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Whiskey Delta 8, Kilo Lima Lima in the mobile.
You're connected to CMM Network.
ACAKJL.
Hey Tom, what's going on? 88, are you 8?
Kip from Grand Rapids. So, over here on the Durand repeater.
Ah, well, you're a long way from home, and I'm really close to home. I'm about a mile away, so I won't be able to take up that much of your time, but I heard you calling out. I had to talk to you in a while.
Yeah, I've been in and out of radio silence, I guess you can say. I haven't heard Wyatt on here for a while either, so he must be taking care of the animals and doing his homework and schoolwork and stuff like that.
Yeah, I would imagine he's busier than the rest of us. As a dude that lives on a farm and is going to school.
100%. But he loves that 868, I'm telling you that much.
Those any tones are nice. Hey, I gotta take this call. I'll catch up with you later. K8RUH.
K8KJO.
It shows the certificate, but there's something wrong with it apparently, so I don't know. I've got this service that's supposed to take care of it and seem to do everything it was supposed to do, but still coming up bogus. I don't know why.
Could be, maybe I didn't, maybe I need to clear my cache on the browser and start from scratch. Or is this happening with other people, too?
Yeah, it's happening to me. It's happening on browsers that were previously fine, and then they're not. It coughs up again, so I really don't know.
Oh, weird. Okay, I don't know. I know very little about those certificate things. There's people much smarter than me out there know about that. Anyways, I was playing around with the radios, and I decided I'm going to try to use the actual Motorola speakers and use dual. And you know what? Right under my driver and passenger seat, there's this little well that's just about the size of a Motorola speaker, and they just drop right in there. It's so cute. I can't wait to show you this.
How do they sound? Depending on which way they're facing. If you have them blowing forward into the wheel well, they generally sound okay. You give up a little high end. If they're blowing up into the bottom of the seat, they can be a bit muffled. But I've been running that. I a couple of cars for a while, both my personal car and my work car, and it works.
Yeah, it does. Well, they're facing up, so, and I always keep my seat all the way back, or almost all the way back, and it's like coming up right between my legs, right? It's exposed when I'm driving, and the other one, who's in the passenger seat, but that's usually up most of the way back anyways. So, very cute. Sounds great. Well, there you go. Sounds like a wiener. Yep. So, anyways, so it looks like you guys are trying to put together a Sunday breakfast. I'll be out of town giving our kidneyversary lunch. Well, Steve was saying this weekend, I've kind of got some obligations the next two. I don't know which one you're talking about. This weekend or the following or the one after that? Yeah, this one coming up. I think Mark's already iffy for that one, and I've got obligations as well. I could... My obligations aren't that big a deal, but I do kind of got plans. Yeah, and of course the 21st is Father's Day and the Monroe Swap, which I'm going to. I just sold my 5100 off eBay, so that's one. So I'm almost all the way to paying for that new radio. I just got a couple more things to sell. I got a Bofang I still got to sell. As soon as I sell this last Bofang, and I can get my Viking 8000. Let's see, how many Bofangs would you have to sell for that? I can't count that high.
I'll donate my UV5R if you get to your Viking quicker. I'll just donate it to you.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I don't know. Maybe I should just buy an 8500. That'll give me P25, VHF, UHF, and 800. I can do it all with a handheld control head. And then I'll get a 5550E to do my DMR. Life will be good. Yeah, well, I'm probably going to get that CS800 Connect Systems one for DMR. He's supposed to be, was it today I was supposed to call him? He's supposed to have gotten the new firmware up and running, I think by today. So go ahead, though.
Yeah, I can't do it.
I don't know. We'll see. And now, Wally's screwing everything up, and now I need a VHF DMR machine, mobile. Like, God darn it.
Well, that's why the 800D does both.
Connected to CMN Network.
Go ahead, Donald.
Good afternoon. No, I was just offering Sean a little donation to help him get to his radio that he wants badly, because I'm not even hardly using that UV5R that I got gifted to me. So if I didn't pay for it, I could just, you know, donate it forward and help him get to his cause. His cause is more important.
Well, there you go, Sean. You want me to place the order for you?
With two Bofangs, maybe I'll buy two.
All righty. Let me catch you later. John was supposed to send me the link for this guy with the, about the moral stuff he said. I don't see it on Discord, so I'm just wondering if I'm looking in the right place or whatever. So I was just trying to get a hold of him.
He said he was getting behind at work, and he had to set the radios aside and get busy. So he may be back in here later. But he sent me, I saw the information. It all looked like was a name and a phone number. Didn't look like there was any associated website or anything like that. I could be mistaken. I didn't look that close, but
I think it's just a name and a phone number. I'll check it out when I get home.
Yeah, I don't even see that. So if you have that, you could forward that to me. Appreciate it. All right, let you go. Talk to you later. Over to you, Donald, then over to Sean. KPR.
All right, gentlemen, have a good afternoon. Have a nice evening as well. W8RCY, we're clear. Sean?
Roger. See ya. And I just, I found the information. It's on Discord, but I don't want to. I'm driving, so when I get stopped, I'll get it over to you. Anywho, he got a price. He got a price for $8,500 from the guy. Ooh-wee. That's too rich for my blood by magnitude.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, you know, I turned down that E5 from that Facebook thing. I just hope I'm not kicking myself for doing that. It just didn't sit right with me. But we'll see.
W8FU, KEAWOJ.
Hello, Rick. What's shaking?
Me. Hey, I don't mean to bother you in the middle of the workday there, but I got a question for you. You guys, you keep talking about P25, and my ClearNote does P25. So I was looking in your favorite place there, repeater book, and they show, you know, EPCO 25. And then they got a dollar sign, $2.93. What the heck is dollar sign just mean digital PL?
I don't know why there's a dollar sign there, but what that is that's the NAC, the network access code. It's $2.93. It's all P25 systems have a NAC code. It's kind of like, DMR color code, or, you know, I've seen it described as like BPL or something like that, but it's roughly equivalent to the color code of a DMR repeater.
Okay, thanks. I'll have to dig into my programming software. I don't remember seeing that, but maybe it was there, and I didn't know what it was. I just blew right over it. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Don't mean to bother you in the middle of your workday.
No, my workday is over. I'm on my way home. So the NAC is programmed in the repeater. And then you have to have it programmed correctly in the channel in your radio. I don't know where you're looking for it. And also, you know, what you're looking to do, because so that's the one thing, the P25 systems in Michigan here don't have any outward connectivity. So you wouldn't be able to do them with a hotspot. There is active P25 out there, but you're not able to access like my machine or any of Central Michigan's machines.
Oh, really? How are you guys connecting? I mean, is it like a simplex, a radio to radio then?
No, there's a couple of repeaters. There's TJ's 147.33. Is it 33 or 13? 3, I don't know. Anyhow, the VHF machine downtown, and it's got receivers in Novi and Mount
Clemens and Southgate. So it's got a pretty good footprint and a pretty good receiver pattern. Ah. And then my machine in Warren is also hooked up to the same network, and it's got a receiver in Mount Clemens. So those are the two local machines, you know, in this area here, the VHF, TJ's machine in Detroit on VHF, and my machine in Warren on UHF. And we're running either UHF or VHF or both radios directly to those repeaters.
Oh, okay, I got you. Good old repeater book says your machine is in Richmond. So we'll have to try that one of these days. I did give it a try and on some repeaters in, where was it? The only places I could find were Indiana, I think, something like that. So I talked to three guys, and only one of them was clear. The other two were, they were out there. It was a whole lot of static and popcorn and nastiness. It was hard to communicate with them, which shocked me because I hear B-25 is supposed to be really, really nice.
Yeah, I'd question that. That's not generally a characteristic of B-25 or any digital mode for that matter. They don't snap, crackle, pop or have static. You know, they're usually rock solid, and then they can go digital. They get kind of some digital artifacts, and then they're gone. I wouldn't ever call it weak or staticky or anything like that. So I'd be curious what you were connected to. Also, like I said, you can't do it with a node. You have to be connected up to our. You have to actually have a radio on our repeaters. For the B-25 in this area, there's no node connections.
Oh, okay, so I got you. So I'd have to go RF to TJ's machine with that NAC code. All right, I got you. Had this old man confused there for a minute. Thank you. I sure appreciate it, John.
Yep, that's correct. You have to have an actual P25 radio, and then you would program in the frequency, the NAC code. And then you also need a talk group, although we're just running any old talk group works, so we're not bound by talk group at this point. We just run one, which is routinely local. But bottom line is it's all done with a P25 radio. So if you own a P25 radio, you can get on. If you don't, then there's no way on.
All right, gotcha. That's for just this area locally, because I'm kind of curious why my clear node has I can do P25 on the clear node, but not the other hotspot. So I'm kind of curious about that. I can't see him putting that on there in the clear node if it didn't work. So it must be just a local thing.
No, so when you use your clear node to do P25, what's happening is your radio, your analog radio, is talking to the clear node. It's converting it to P25, and then it allows you to connect up to P25 repeaters that are on the network, on a network. We are not, so ours is not an option, but there are other P25, like if you go, I don't follow them, so I'm not going to be well versed in what's available, but I believe, I'm not sure if it's Brandmeister, but there are some P25 networks out there or talk groups that have specific addresses that you program. I don't pretend to know how, but that's, you can use your open spot to get on to a P25 repeater that's been networked somehow, but that's not ours, right? And we generally shun that because, you know, you were saying you were on one in Indiana or something like that, and it sounded really bad. That's why we keep the integrity of the system by keeping it all legit, real P25 equipment on real P25 repeaters, and it always sounds spectacular.
Oh, okay, I got you. So I'm a little slow sometimes. Actually, a lot lately. But so that goes back to where you were saying that the repeater would actually have to have a P25 node for me to do it that way. It seems to be what I'm getting from you there. Well, all right, I got you. I'll give up on that. It seemed to me like it was kind of useless in that clear node. Yeah, so I'll have to try. I'm just going through, it's got DMR, YSF, FCS or whatever, P25, and NXDN. So maybe I'll have to start fooling around. All I've been using is DMR, so I thought I'd fiddle around with some of the others.
Well, the questions aren't bad because I'm sure you're not the only one that wants to know about this. There are other people that are probably curious. So don't apologize. It's a lot of people have probably been hearing that and gaining something from the conversation. Second, it's not useless. I have used my clear node for digital modes with some success. It just depends, right? There's a lot of factors. But any P25 repeater that's available to you would have to have a reflector, you know, for you to get to. And we don't do that. Not that we never will, but at this point in time, we don't. To maybe open mine up in a maybe protected way to that kind of operation. It's very handy, but we seem to get along just fine without. And we got plenty of networking amongst ourselves. We got machines in, Grand Rapids, Saginaw, is it Flint, Lansing? I don't know. There's several big footprint VHF machines, including Detroit, my machine, UHF. So it gives us plenty of fun to go around. Would I like to connect out to, Pacific 10400 or North America 10200? Maybe, occasionally. So, working. But, that open spot is pretty good. There's a group in Alabama. Ask Wally when you hear them. And they've got a reflector you can get to. And that would be probably the best one you could try. Hold on. That would probably be the best one you could try with your open spot and something you can get on a network. I forget the name of it, but Wally, if he's listening, can chime in and tell you. W8FU.
Well, thanks, Sean. I appreciate it. I might have to go back to calling at the FBI University. I always like to learn something. It's just... I'm getting old enough where it's not sticking anymore, you know. Kind of looks out one ear and the other. But, the clear note, that's not actually totally useless. For All-Star and DMR, it's fantastic. I really like it. And I considered it in the open spot, but I didn't see where it did All-Star. So I kind of passed on that one and then went to the clear note. But now people tell me that it does, the open spot does do All-Star, so I don't really know. But I'm not willing to spend $400 to find out.
I know they did, I know the open spot, if you got there, the same company makes that M1KE. I think they were doing All-Star with that, so... wouldn't surprise me if their newest, they have a new version which does All-Star in some fashion. I don't know. But the clear node does the, goes the other way. The open spot does does it takes his digital radio and lets it do digital things. And the OpenSpot, ClearNote, takes an analog radio and lets it do analog things. But, you know, through tricks and shenanigans, they're bridging the gap, letting them do both. So, all right, Rick, I am not far from home. If there's any, I have enough time to answer any specific question on any of this, and then I'll be back in the driveway here. W8FU.
Okay, Sean, thanks. I appreciate it, and I think I got it in my fix goal. Oh, my God. it's summertime, and these young girls are barely dressed. I don't know if my heart can take a whole summer of this. Anyway, thank you very much. I appreciate the education. And, yeah, that's that ClearNote. That's exactly what it does. It takes that analog radio, any handheld or what I got, and runs it through a digital bridge to the digital boats kind of thing. I hear them guys in the UK talking about that all the time. They kind of set up their own digital bridges. But anyway, thank you. I sure appreciate it. Have a good day, young man, and we'll catch you later. K8WOJ.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KJO.
Good afternoon, Tom. KJWOJ.
Good afternoon. Early day today.
Oh, good for you. Where are you? Like Traverse City or something? You got a 3-hour drive home?
No, I was in Grand Rapids this morning. Got done with that. Shut down here to Mundy Township, which is just down here by Grand Blanc. And Saginaw is a bust. So we're going home.
Oh, cool. What do you got? I-75 or 69?
69 just coming around by Bishop Airport and the Flint factory.
Oh, gotcha. So it won't be too long before you're home anyway. That's nice. Well, good to hear it. What are you going to do with the rest of your day?
Try to avoid my wife.
you're killing me. I think most guys do that every day, don't they?
Nah, go home and she wants Chinese, so I'll probably shoot on down to Richmond and get Chinese for us. My daughter's not going to be home so late, so don't worry about feeding her, and she doesn't like Chinese anyways, so my wife and I are going to treat ourselves.
Now, you know why most married men die before their wives, don't you? Because they want to.
Ah, she's okay. She already called me. She goes, well, what do you want to eat for dinner? Rachel's not going to be home, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't know. It's 10:30 in the morning. I said, I haven't even thought of lunch yet.
Yes, sir, they are planners. you got me chuckling over here.
Well, it's been my duty for the past 34 years to make sure that I annoy her at least a couple days a week.
you're killing me. A couple days, that ain't bad. I think most of the guys might annoy them like 4 or 5 days a week.
No, I take the other days off so she could annoy me.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I think that's how the man cave started.
Yeah, I don't have one of those, so it's kind of hard to find a spot to be away. I mean, I got my son's old room upstairs, and that's where my base is at. But right now, I'm waiting for a radio to come back so I can hook it back up. If I go in the backyard, then she's going to make me do yard stuff, and I don't want to do yard stuff. Can't get in the camper because she's got that full of crap. And the back sheds, well, can't do anything there because there's stuff in there, too. I don't know, maybe I'll water the flowers today.
Yeah, you need another garage. You can turn into a man cave there.
That's when I say, hey, I got to go over to Brad's house. He needs help with something. And then I'll go over to my buddy's house from work, who lives like 2 miles, 3 miles away from me. I'll go over there and hide in his barn and do nothing.
There you go. You go over somewhere else and you can both of you annoy the other guy's wife.
Exactly, because she doesn't harp on me. Well, his mom does. I mean, like I said, but he's my best friend, and his mom's like another mom to me. So, I mean, we've known each other that long. But, no, when I'm not home to annoy her, my dog does. So my dog will annoy her, saying, Dad's not here, so I'm going to annoy you.
I wonder if that's why they call dogs man's best friend.
Oh, believe me, she is. When I get home, she's attached to my hip. I can't go anywhere in the house without her. I mean, I even walk through the kitchen, and she'll come right over and sit next to me or lay down next to me. And my wife's like, would you get your nose out of Daddy's dairy ear? Because she's up, I mean, she's literally right there attached to me. If I go outside, she goes outside. If I come inside, she goes inside. If I go out the front door and to work on either my car or my van or my work van, she sits there on the armrest of the couch, licking the window until I come back inside.
Oh, that's so cool. It's so awesome there. It's that's some considerable loyalty there. I know it's kind of aggravating sometimes. They get in your way, they get underfoot kind of thing when you're trying to do things. But I kind of think you enjoy it, don't you? I mean, I don't know. I guess I got cats that are like that, and I just love the heck out of them.
No, she's got her cat. We have a calico female, and so she always wants to be up on my wife's lap, or she wants to be, give her scritches and stuff like that. But she's a calico, so her change of personality can be at the drop of a hat. One minute you could be sitting there rubbing behind her ears, next minute she spins around and bites your hand, and then she goes back to normal. It's typical for a calico.
Yeah, they all got different personalities, that's for sure. Yeah, I got a black cat staying with me, and his mother is a tabby, and she's feral. She stays outside. I'm her only friend or companion. She's afraid of everybody else.
She's a good kitty. She's like 10 or 11. Oh my gosh, 11. We've had her since 2014, I think. And when I come home, I get changed out of my work clothes. She'll sit on the edge of the dresser and meow, meow, meow. I just go over there and I put my forehead down and she boops my forehead. That's her way of saying hello.
Oh, that's awesome. And you know, the meow, meow, meow she's doing for you, that communication is for you. Cats don't talk to each other like that. They have visual signals. When they go into heat, they do some yowling kind of thing, but that's pretty much all it is. The rest of it is all visual, like the tail up, tail down, ears front, ears back, the way they're standing kind of thing. You kind of communicate without sound, so when they start, what do they call it, chirping and trilling and meowing and all the rest of that, that's just a language they use to talk to you.
Yeah, she talks. She talks to you. When she wants daddy, she sits there and meows and meows and meows until I pay attention to her. And because she's done it ever since we had her, we don't let her in the room at night anymore because she comes up and then she wants me to, you know, scratch her head, so she'll nip my hand until I wake up. But my wife, she bites her right on the head. And my wife's like, okay, enough of that. So we put her cat box out underneath the kitchen table with the litter mat, you know, so she doesn't throw it all over the kitchen. And then we put her food dish on the edge of the table, and that's where she's at. But then in the morning, I wake up and she's sitting on my lunchbox or on my phone, because she likes to do that, meowing, meowing. And then she sits on her hind legs and puts her paws up and wiggles them back and forth. So that means, pick me up, daddy. So I'm going to pick her up and carry her like a little furry football into the bedroom.
Yeah, I don't know how his mother and him, they have some kind of internal clock. They know exactly when it's feeding time, or just a little before kind of thing. And feeding time in the morning is about 5 o'clock in the morning. So right around 4:30 or so, he's already on the bed usually. But he'll wander up and I'll be asleep and I'll feel what feels like a bug moving across my face kind of thing, and it's his whisker. And I wake up, open my eyes, and there's this cold nose in my face. And this little black face right there. You know, like, come on, Dad, feed me, get up, feed me, get up, feed me kind of thing. It's kind of cool. Sometimes it's cool, sometimes it's kind of annoying.
Oh, that's how I wake up in the morning, is not because of my wife's cat, but my daughter's dog. So she knows when I'm supposed to get up, and she'll jump up on the bed, and then she'll lay down next to me, and just the tip of her tongue, and then she licks the side of my face, meow. And then I have to wake up, because she wants to play, or she wants her belly rubbed. You know, she's a thick girl, too. She's 60 pounds of muscle for being a black lab pit bull mix. And she wants to wrestle, and my dog's a little brindle whippet. And then they start wrestling on the bed. I'm like, really? Quarter after 6 in the morning, you're wrestling. Oops, got a phone call.
Yeah,
be right back.
Like Chris, right? You gotta love him, right?
Be right back. Got a phone call. I'll be right back, Rick. I got a phone call. KCK Joe.
Okay, no problem.
KCK Joe, I'm back.
You got to stop at the store and pick up stuff for dinner?
Sounds like fun. My wife is at the store, but she's getting Chinese for dinner.
Oh, cool. Anybody I know? Just kidding.
I can never find a decent tower right around where I'm at. Like trees, I'm between, I don't know, Flint and Lapeer.
Oh yeah, that would be Davison, and there's no towers there. There was one in Lapeer, but I think a storm or something, the wind took it down, and they've been really, really slow at putting it back. I don't think it's back up yet.
Well, it's a choice between Flint and Holly. Maggo's still kind of sketchy.
currently connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, I was going to say either Holly or I thought there was one in Fenton, too.
No, that's the Holly repeater is on the other side of the hill. It covers Fenton.
Yep, got you. And it's quite a ways from where you are to there anyway.
Yeah, wind's holding pretty good. See how long it lasts. I don't know if we're going to stop off in the rest area and walk or not. Find out. I'm right behind my coworker, so if he turns in there, then I'll be turning in there. I'm going to step for the day.
Hey, I'm curious, where is Burnside? I hear you guys talking about, how far are you from that? I hear you guys talk about that repeater once in a while. It seems to be linked here, I'm not sure.
Good question. I don't know. Oh, Burnside, I think, is northeast of Lapeer.
Well, and from where you're at, you might be able to hit that one.
Yeah, but isn't that VHF?
Might be, I don't know. You don't have VHF on that radio?
Oh, yeah. That's VHF. It's FTM 310. The Motorola is it for MRS right now. I thought my coworker and I could see when we're traveling together.
Oh, I got you, but just barely. Okay, no problem. I used to live in Lapeer. Gosh, I haven't been up that way in a long time. Hey, AWOJ. Much better.
Yeah, I'm going through Dakota's repeater for right now. I'm going through Emily City, so I know I can hit it.
Yeah, you're right. You're sounding pretty good.
I hope so. I'm right on top of it in Emily City.
So is your neighbor working on your car?
He will be. I don't drive it much, so he's doing his porch up. He's redoing his porch. He has a porch done, but he's still got to do the steps. So he'll probably do that today. He's got the keys for it, so whenever he feels like it. As long as I get it back for next weekend, I'll be fine.
You gotta give that thing a name, like Old Bessie or Greased Lightning or something.
My aunt named it a little while ago. She calls it the Panda.
Yeah, I like that. That should stick, I guess.
That's what they call the black and white in the UK. They call them panda cars. So, I guess that's what she'll be called, is the Panda.
Well, I know with the black and white, and if you got a spotlight attached to one of the doors there, you're going to make a whole lot of people nervous when you come up behind them.
That already happens. When I pull up behind somebody at the stoplight or at a stop sign, they come to a full and complete 3-second stop before they proceed.
And then they look and they're like, oh, never mind, you know. Yeah, so it does catch people's eyes.
Yeah, that's got to be kind of fun. You got to get some kind of detail to put on the doors there. Nothing to do with the police, but they see that too, the black and white, and the decals on the door and the spotlight. And, they might have to change their shorts.
Well, I'm waiting until we get approval for placards for Artsy, you know, for the right logo and the right design, and then I'm going to order two of those. The ones I have right now that I ordered haven't been approved, so those just sit in the back. So once we get a definitive logo that we're going to be using officially, then I'll order those from the print shop and get two door magnets.
Oh, cool. That'll work. That'll work just fine. I hope I get to see that thing one of these days.
Oh, she's all decked out. I got the spotlight and the which I like. Because KAWUO has, he's got the bigger SUV, the Chevy SUV, the Tahoe or whatever it is. And he's got the old light bulb spotlight. But I found him a replacement that he's just got a wire in. That was easy. That's easy as pie. Mine's already LED. And he's got amber and white up by the sun visors and amber and white across the back. The rest are all those other pretty Christmas colors that you're not supposed to use, so those are all turned out.
Yep, that'll sure enough make people nervous there. You must have got down in the hole or something because you got a little bit of noise with you, but still enough to talk with.
Is this any better, Rick?
Yeah, all I got was something better, Rick. That was it.
Okay, let's try Romeo. I'm right here by KPAC, so this is Romeo. Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Oh, there you are. That's pretty good. IT8WOJ. Well, you sure are quick at jumping them channels.
Thank goodness I got a spinner dial on the music.
Yeah, I got the same thing, but usually, like, the ending tones, they're pretty small. Just a little knobs kind of thing, and the Yaesu, I think they're a little bit bigger, but well, anyway, when I go programming the radios there, I seem to automatically put things in groups by location kind of thing. So when one thing's near another, but I can see where, like Sean's system, the FBI, they're kind of spread out. So maybe it's better to work on, set them up by systems instead of location.
Yeah, I gotta do a little bit more modifications on it. When I first programmed it, I just programmed it like my Alinco. But just like I said, one, you know, channel A up to VHF and channel B up to UHF makes it a lot easier. So I set on channel B, and it goes Richmond, Warren, Detroit, Mark Clemens, Romeo, or Warren, Romeo, Mark Clemens, Detroit, something like that. They're all together. So I just spin the dial. The only new one that's on the end of the list is Dakota's.
With my 578 mobile there, I use the A VFO for DMR and the B VFO to sit on the FBI network.
Well, channel A usually sits on VHF, system fusion, and channel B is all UHF.
No, now you got me curious. Why do you do that? Why do you have a VFO for UHF and one for BHF? It's just got me kind of interested. Because, like I said, I do digital on one and both UHF and BHF on the other.
Makes it easier when I'm driving. So all I do is just look down and spin dial. Like I spun over to Richmond. And Richmond is memory channel 02, which is UHF. And so the next one is Warren UHF. So it just keeps all my VHF on one side and all my UHF on the other side. With the VHF, you know, I got the system fusion right after WAA8MAC, the Skywarn channel. And then I just spin it to whatever fusion area that I'm by. It's just the way I do things. That's the way my brain works.
Oh, I got you. I'm kind of the same way, except I just, well, I got to get in and tweak a little bit, but same thing. I pushed, like the FBI network there, I put all the links repeaters in there in a small little section, so I know from this channel to this channel is the FBI stuff, and from this to the other is different stuff. Everybody's got a different way, I guess.
Yeah, I get a little OCD sometimes with programming. You know, everything has to match. It's perfectly spaced. You know, if it says FBI hyphen Warren, the next one FBI hyphen Richmond. And then after that, then it goes to Central Michigan, CMS, you know, Detroit, and all the others. So everything has to match.
Yep, I got you. I wasn't too crazy about programming when it first started, but now that I'm, you know, gotten used to it and got over the initial, whatever, anxiety, I guess, it's kind of nice. I enjoy it. But, yeah, you do a whole lot more traveling than I do. I'm at the house most of the time, and when I'm in the car, I don't have a radio, so I guess you'd know the best way to do it.
Yeah, because it keeps my eye on the radio, or my eye on the road, and then all I got to do is a couple key clicks, and then I'm at the channel that I want. So I know if I'm on one, I do three key clicks, and I can be at the station that I want. And then I look down, verify real quick, look back up, and I'm back on the road.
Yeah, mine's pretty simple anymore. I don't really go a whole lot of places. The AVFO is DMR, and it sits on Statewide 1, and the V sits on the FBI. Well, actually, it changed it lately to boot up on the clear node, because usually I get on the FBI anymore through the node.
Well, it's the same way with my HTs, you know. You flip it one, I got my open spot. Flip it again, you got my all-star node.
Oh, cool, you got both. I was trying to decide when I got the clear node there. I was trying to decide between the open spot and the clear node, and the clear node did all-star, and the open spot didn't, so I thought, okay, that's the one for me. It must be nice having both.
Well, the open spot I got first for DMR, you know, and then and that one's open spot one, so it's hardwired to my network, you know, so it just sits there underneath my TV. You know, then I use whatever DMR radio I got. And then for my open spot, and not my open spot, but my all-star node, that one has two macros. One is for ARP, you know, WA8MAC, and the second one is for Warren FBI. So I just hit a couple key clicks and boom.
Oh, excellent. And although my old star does do DMR, it does it pretty well, too. I have a ZumSpot Elite hotspot, so I do all the DMR on the hotspot and All-Star on the clear node.
Yeah, I might get another Pi Star, you know, another Raspberry Pi, and get another All-Star link and program that one for P25 or something. Not sure yet. I bought enough toys in the lately that my wife is getting annoyed. I'm buying stuff for me, but not for her. KCKU.
Connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, you can't be getting away with that. It's got to be kind of a balance. I got a Pi 5 sitting there with 16 gig of RAM in it, and I just can't. I was trying to find a radio hat for it, and I just couldn't find one anywhere. The places that I found that were selling them, they were out of stock and had no intention of replacing them. So then I started looking for the MMDVM boards kind of thing. I can't seem to find any of them. So the Pi Star, the Pi 5 is now a desktop.
I got a reminder from Amazon. And it says a little, and it says All-Star right on it. It says a little All-Star radio, one water, with a little antenna on it, powered by USB. And you flip the, which I found out from Wally, is you program it, and then you flip it over when you're done programming it to power it. You know, so you got to use the USB cable that comes with it. You flip it one way to program it, and you flip it the other way for it to work. And it works just fine. I walk around the neighborhood with it.
Oh man, if you could send me a link to that thing, I got an email my call sign at gmail.com. That sounds perfect. even I could do that.
Yeah, when I get home, I'll send you the link from Amazon, which is going to be about 5-10 minutes because I'm just about to pull down my street.
You know, I guess I could search Amazon there. What would I do, All-Star Radio or All-Star Node or what?
Yeah, All-Star Node. Give me a minute here to park, and I'll look it up real quick, and I'll give it the part number.
WATAP.
Hey, Eric. KKKGO.
Yeah, this thing making it in? Can you hear me?
What? What are you saying? Yeah, you sound good. KKKGO.
Yeah, I'm on a little 1-watt radio.
Wow. Hold on.
Okay, I turned up the power a little bit. Now I'm on 4 watts. Roger.
Yeah, you sound good. A little bit clearer. I've been sitting in front of my house in my truck, so watch my dog lick the window, as she always does when I walk, when I get up here. Hey, Ricky, I just sent it to you to your call sign at gmail.com. So you'll see the one that I purchased.
Cool, I just heard my phone notification, so I got it. Thanks, bud. I appreciate it. You the man.
I wouldn't go that far, but you're good to go. Eric, I'll, let me switch radios and stuff. I got to let my dogs out. And then we can chat some more. I'll just get on the All-Star Node. I'll be back. KCKGO.
Sitting on the back patio with my HT, so I'll be here. WATAP.
KFA. DIC, radio check.
Go ahead, Jack. Sound good.
thank you. I'm on that DM-32 in the front of the window, kitchen window. Roger.
I'm on my DM-32 now, too. Sitting on the patio, I got all my radios, well, not all of them, like three or four radios here I'm testing, but yeah, you sound good. I'm on my DM-32.
I was glad to hear you. I haven't heard you in a long time. How you doing? Doing good?
Yeah, I'm getting there, slowly but surely, but yeah, I gotta meet up with you one of these days. I got something for you to try out. I got a radio for you to try out. See how you like it. But one of these days this week, I'm not sure what day.
Oh, don't worry, I'm here. Just take it easy. You're going to take it easy. Make sure you feel 100% good. Roger.
Yeah, remember that little radio that's clear? Yeah, that's what I'm talking on right now. I switched to a different radio. But yeah, no problem. You're sounding good by the window.
I tell you, it's a hell of a radio. But in the living room, it doesn't sound good. That's what I heard. I was out there one day on the Warner repeater, and it was not sounding good. But I'm here in the front of the window in the kitchen, which is sounding good. Anyhow, good to hear you out there. Eric, you take care. Like I say, take it slow, man. I want you to feel 100% good. So with some time we'll get together. Have a good day. KFA, Detroit Rock City.
Yeah, okay. Watch it with those Amish mushrooms or whatever they got. I heard you like Amish mushrooms, but have a good one. W-A-E-A-P.
Amish mushrooms, they're already outside here in the backyard. I don't know why, but they came up. All right, take care.
KFA, KGL. You still out there, Eric? KGL.
Yep, still here.
How are you healing?
Little by little, man. Little by little. It's just gonna take a while. It's making some progress, but it's very slow. So I'm sitting outside on the porch here, enjoying the nice weather scenery.
Well, I'm on my DM32HT. Coming into Richmond, in the backyard, with the dogs.
Yeah, are you on your all-star node?
Negative. I am on my Baofeng HT, you know, the DM-32. Decided to just go on to that.
Yep, that's what I'm on right now. But what repeater are you going into? Hard to believe you're making it down to Warren from there, but I've seen stranger things.
I'm on the Richmond Tower.
Very good. You're making it in just fine. But, yeah, it's getting there real slow, though. Baby steps.
I get it. Hold on, I got a phone call. I'll be right back. KGO.
You're connected to CMN Network. connected to CMN Network.
Zero UEP, Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November, radio check.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KF8, GB8, Tom and Bertrand, listening. Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha. Tom and Bertrand, listening.
KF8, DRC, Rochester.
You got KF8, GB8, over.
Roger, sounding good from Bertrand. How is it there? Is any wind blowing or raining or anything? And here is sunny. A little bit of breezy, which is, feels good.
Yeah, I copy. Excuse me. Yeah, I copy that. Here, that's nice and sunny. Beautiful day. A little bit of a breeze to go with it. I can't complain after the cold night we had last night. Over.
Well, last night it dropped a little bit to about 45 drops here in Rochester. But we had it covered. I covered it myself, and that's what I can do. Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, hoping for a few more days like this, but we're going to need some rain here pretty quick. Grounds look a little dry for the farm, for the fields. Over. Yeah, I could barely copy that last transmission. The repeater might be catching you a little bit there. You were in and out. Over.
Yeah, last night I was looking at the TV. It says raining on Friday. So, you know, Friday I guess it's going to rain here.
Yeah, I copy that because, yeah, I got Saturday and Sunday off. So, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if it rains on my days off. Over. Copy that one. Well, at least they do a little bit better now than when I was younger. At least they're somewhat right at this time. I know back in the day a little bit, they were always way off all the time. And you just had to just hope for the best. Over.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KEA TSM.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.